take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Although, at the moment, your calls will be placed on hold because we've got a special guest, which I don't really do guests too often on Free Talk Live.
It's unusual.
It is a caller-oriented program. But every now and then, there's the opportunity to talk to somebody interesting, something unusual that we would like to share with you. And it was one of our listeners who contacted, I think, me through the forum, the BBS over at bbs.freetalklive.com, and gave me a heads up that he's been listening to a different program, the Majority Report, which you can hear over at majority.fm, hosted by Sam Cedar. And Sam, I've never had a chance to meet him, even though, Mark, you and I have been going to talk radio conventions for a few years. Maybe he's been there and we just haven't crossed paths.
There's a few hundred people there.
But yeah, he's formerly of, I believe, Air America and other talk radio gigs. He's now doing his own online podcast, and he does video on YouTube as well. So, in fact, according to his website, he was the one who won the 2011 Podcast Award for News and Politics. So basically, it's Sam Cedar who took the News and Politics Award away from 5 years of Free Talk Live winning it. So.
Yeah, he didn't do a very good job of promoting this year, and I would have liked to have seen what would happen if we'd have gone head-to-head.
You mean we didn't do a good job?
Free Talk Live, you and I are Free Talk Live, and we didn't do a very good job of promoting it. And I don't know whether Sam campaigned or not either. Is he on?
He is about to be on. I'm going to bring him on here. Hey, Sam, good evening, sir.
Yeah, I saw that you guys were not being aggressive, so I took the opportunity to sneak in there this
Excellent.
Year.
I'm not going to propose that we would have beaten you. Who knows?
Yeah, well, it's nice.
If you want an arm wrestling match, you can have it later with Ian.
I think it's cool because, you know, clearly we're kind of on par, you know. I mean, as far as, at least that's the way I see it, as far as the shows that we both have here, Free Talk Live and Majority Report. So it's interesting having this
You don't know the man's numbers. He could be blowing us out of the water.
He may be blowing us out of the water. We certainly don't have a YouTube channel.
It could very well be that you guys are blowing me out of the water.
Yeah, well, neither one of us wants to show our hands here.
It's hard to compare the metrics, though. Like, you know, so you've got a YouTube channel, you know exactly how many subscribers you have. We don't have that, so we can't even compete there.
Right.
But we've got, you know, 100-plus radio stations, and unfortunately, Air America went off the air, and I don't know if there's anything.
Indeed. No, I imagine that your audience is quite a bit larger than mine.
Just depends. I mean, it depends on where you,
who knows,
where you would look
but
at it.
We've got 45 minutes with Sam, and we're
going
to talk
Yahoo.
Yahoo, what is it, YouTube?
Blowing smoke. I don't really feel like I'm blowing smoke. I appreciate that you've taken the time out to be with us tonight, because what our listener had suggested, and apparently our listener is also your listener because he's a crossover between both shows, he said that you had thrown out a challenge on your program at majority.fm and asked for a debate with libertarians, or anybody who's a libertarian could call into your show. You put them to the front of the line. Do you recall making that challenge?
Absolutely. Yeah, and fortunately, you know, I had some people call in. Andrew Schiff, Peter Schiff's brother, called in, and then I went on Peter's radio program. I got a phone call from the head of the Libertarian Party in Florida, I believe it was, and then a bunch of other libertarians. So it was a lot of fun.
So we haven't been privy to all of that. Obviously, I did listen to, the video, Mark?
I've got an open challenge to libertarians, and I've got how to debunk a libertarian. Let them talk.
The open challenge to libertarians. We did listen to, I know I listened to that one. Maybe I've listened to something else. We've been kind of negotiating, having you come on for months. We've been forgetting emails and going back and forth for a while. So this has kind of been a ways in the making. What I wanted to start with was kind of ask you what your impression was of the idea of libertarian, because
a definition.
Yeah, like how would you define it? Because as I told you in an email, I don't know if we're the right guys to talk to. I know our listener thinks it would be interesting, and I think it will too, to have this conversation, but I don't know if we're really libertarians like you're used to talking to. So how would you define it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess I got a lot of emails in response to it, too, from libertarians, European libertarians, who were complaining about the American libertarians. And so I guess, you know, when I refer to it, I'm talking about those in the political sphere in this country. But in the main, it is, I find that at least relative to the libertarians that I've spoken to that call into the program, I do a spot on MSNBC every Monday on Dylan Radigan's program with Tim Carney, who is also a self-professed libertarian. My experience, and I don't offer this as a comprehensive definition. Again, it's just based on my experience. But aside from the areas of civil liberties where a lot of times we agree upon, and there are some things where my beliefs intersect with theirs, but this notion of a free market, this notion that a free market can actually exist without any government interference, the idea that there is something inherently wrong with government because it is it monopolizes force. These are the issues that the libertarians that call into my program, I generally have I take issue with. So
those are the things that we would generally take issue with the government for, the claiming for itself the monopoly privilege and the use of violence in a given landmass. And, what was the other one?
Well, my concern, though, free market, sure. And my concern, though, is, I mean, after you mentioned some of the folks that you've talked to, Peter Schiff's brother or whoever that was,
Andrew Schiff,
et cetera, and I heard one of the callers to your show over at Majority.fm as well. And my concern is that the term libertarian for me, and the reason I don't use it personally, I used to, maybe half a decade ago or something like that. I was certainly involved in the Libertarian Party at that time, and so I'm very familiar with that term and what has happened to it. I think a lot of the people involved in the so-called libertarian movement wouldn't understand the principles it was supposed to be based on, if it came across their path, because these are people who, are kind of like almost like conservatives who have looked, try to find a new political home where they can somehow become entrenched in some new political structure and, get whatever the perks are of that, because I feel like
there aren't many.
Yeah, I feel like there's been a lot of that in the so-called libertarian movement, and for me, it's disturbing, because, I see people, like, take Neil Bortz, for instance, getting on the radio and talking about war as though that's some sort of libertarian issue, that war is somehow a good thing from a libertarian perspective, and it's just absolute nonsense. So I guess my concern
is... Right. I mean, there's clearly some elements of the Republican Party and the sort of the movement conservatives who have basically just rebranded themselves,
right?
Because there's such a taint on movement conservatism amongst people who are not movement conservatives. And I acknowledge that it's very hard to get someone who is, my definition of libertarianism is informed by that, because that's really the sort of the largest contingent of people I run into who refer to themselves as libertarians.
Right, and unfortunately, the first libertarian you meet is always going to be the most...
archetype.
The typical impression of what you consider a libertarian to be. I don't like using that term because I feel like it's been tainted, and the same way I think the term anarchist has also been loaded down with all kinds of baggage that has to do with violence and things like that. So I wouldn't apply that term to myself either. Again, using terms, of course, is problematic from the get-go. But I like the idea of voluntarism, where the basic premise is that humans should be interacting on a consensual basis. I don't think it's okay to use aggressive force against peaceful people. And if that's something that we can disagree on, then I'd be happy to discuss that.
Yeah, well, I sadly, I won't. We can't have that disagreement. I don't know how that's going to make for good radio. But I don't. I think where we would have probably a disagreement is that we can have a society where there isn't a monopoly of force in some regard. And, I think from my perspective, the question is how to minimize the exercise of that force and to provide the most amount of benefits for each member of society possible. And, my problem with, we'll put an asterisk next to when I say libertarian, based upon what we've talked about beforehand. But
Sam, we'll come back and talk about it. I certainly want to get more into monopoly and that concept here in a moment. More with Sam Seder from Majority.fm, the Majority Report here. 855-453 is our phone number. You can take control of the airwaves as well, of course, coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Fabulous prize drives for free! JacksDice.com.
What if you could buy, sell, or make a deal?
JacksDice.com.
Turn into the house of Bob.
JacksDice.com.
And what if you could watch ads and get paid for it?
JacksDice.com. JacksDice is for
every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 3rd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,646.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,687.28, $843.64 for a half ounce, or $421.82 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,687.28, $843.64, and $421.82.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jamb plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on the site there for free. So head on over, enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Mentioned the BBS earlier. It is our forum. You can go there and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. And we post show notes and things like that there. Over at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Do you want up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state? You can get it at freedomsphoenix.com. You can go there now and sign up for their free daily dispatch. I get it. And you can get all your sort of liberty-oriented news at freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com.
We've got a special guest on the program here tonight, Sam Seder from The Majority Report. That's his show, and you can go and find more of him over at majority.fm. And, Sam, thanks for joining us tonight. By the way, where do you do your show?
I do it out of New York City. I also I'm on a weekend show as well called Ring of Fire, which was a show that used to be on Air America, and that's proper radio. We pre-record that, and then it plays over the weekend or on Thursdays or Fridays, depending on what city it's on.
But, is that a panel discussion?
It's a combination. Mike Papantonio and Bobby Kennedy Jr. are my co-hosts, and we talk not much like you guys do for an hour, and then we each have interviews that take place over the course of the 3-hour show.
Gotcha.
So we have you on tonight at the suggestion of a mutual listener between our two shows to talk about the idea of libertarianism, which, as we were discussing before, I consider to be a poisoned term and poisoned by conservatives personally. But you wanted to touch on, I think, the monopoly of force, or I know I did. That seems to be an area in which we might disagree. But real quick, I want to see a couple things we might agree on as well. So you mentioned maybe social issues, war on drugs. What do you think?
Right. I think it's a horrible waste of money, and it's done far more damage than good.
Googling Santorum, funny or not funny?
Well, maybe it was funnier about 3 or 4 years ago.
We're behind the times. Hey, we're out in the woods in New Hampshire. Would you cut the rednecks a break, Cedar?
I understand. I grew up in Worcester, so I know how things how late things can show up in certain areas of the country.
We had a couple of my co-host and I, Derek J., who's a flaming gay co-host here on the program. We managed to corner Santorum as he was coming here to Keene, New Hampshire, and actually caught him on video asking him if he'd ever Googled himself. It was pretty. For us, it was pretty entertaining.
Well, I mean, if you can get him on video responding to that, that's definitely worth it.
Yeah, for sure.
What about just war? You think they exist?
I do think that there are some interventions, yes, that are appropriate. They're fairly limited in my mind. And I don't know, I don't know if it is the right word. I mean, for instance, had the intervention, if you want to call it a war with Libya, been authorized by the Congress, I would have been supportive of that. And basically because I do think that we need an apparatus or a means in which to intervene when we think that civilians are at risk of mass slaughter. Right. And because that's such a subjective determination, I support the idea of the UN making that determination, because I think that we do need a body that can make that determination. We can never be sure.
That's a big difference between us then, right? So, because, like, I support each individual making a decision. So, for instance, I'm almost a pacifist. Not quite. Like, I might defend myself or a loved one if they were being attacked personally. But beyond that, I can't really see any kind of involvement in conflict or violence. So, if I decide...
I was deeply concerned with this Libya situation.
Well, we can get into that in a moment. If I decide that I don't want to support what's going on in Libya, either from either side or whatever, I just want to be completely out of it, I don't feel like I should be forced to take my money that I would rather send toward charitable efforts, mm-hmm. for instance, and send it toward killing. And so I guess the question would be, would you support putting me in a cage if I chose to not send money towards killing?
Yeah, I mean, in other words, if you refuse to pay your taxes because of that, and I would. And you know, listen, I certainly sympathize with that, because I had the exact same feelings in terms of Iraq and both of the Iraq wars, certainly. And I think that this is one of the things that we give up to live in a functioning society. I mean, I think the idea of having a society
you
where
mean you give up choice.
You give up, I mean, I think in this
instance...
But
I don't choose to give that up, right? So I think that society can function fine.
Well, no, you do have a choice, though. You could renounce your citizenship.
Oh, really?
Go where? Well, I mean, listen, yes, I guess it's... I mean, this is where I start to get into the problem, is that, yes, there is no place for you on the planet.
That's right.
Is what you're suggesting. And I guess that is problematic. But
no kidding.
But the problem is this. There are cards that were dealt. And I think
Agreed.
It's fantastical to imagine that now perhaps, someday there'll be an opportunity for you to build your own spaceship and to go to another place that doesn't organize themselves this way. But there are limitations, that humanity has certain limitations, and we have organized into societies, in this way, probably because there was no other way for people to survive.
But it's kind of like, well, I don't know. That's a speculation, right? Like, that's not a rational thought.
The only body of evidence we have is human history and the way that the world is now.
Sure.
And I have to imagine that if it was possible for the type of society that you're talking about to exist, it would exist.
Well,
but it doesn't appear to be possible.
Maybe it's coming.
So maybe humans want to control other humans, and that's kind of the situation with the throwing Ian in jail for not wanting to pay for one's war.
Well, of course, I think it is human nature on some level, because certainly we can't function without everybody adhering to a certain set of rules.
But what if those rules were simple? Rather than those rules being whatever some body of politicians say they are, what if those rules were you can't initiate force on another for any purpose?
Well, who gets to decide what the rules are? I mean, you say, what if they were simple? But you know, there's been there's time and time again we see that there's many people who will not adhere to that, what you call a simple rule.
Sure.
They'll believe that
many of them are in Washington, D.C.
Right.
Well, yes.
If you make
frankly,
a system that they can take over, they will, right?
Well, a lot of people are taught those simple rules when they're children. They're very simple rules that children and adults and anybody can understand. They're universal rules. In fact, you could teach someone that hitting someone else is wrong. And then once you're a certain age, why should someone with a badge get to hit someone?
They're not necessarily universal rules. I mean, we're just talking about how they're not. I mean, the fact is, there's certainly been societies in history who have taught that, in fact, there are certainly many circumstances where you should be hitting someone. And my point is that notion, I would love it. I would love it if we could all agree upon what the simple rules are, but your simple rules aren't necessarily somebody else's simple rules. And human nature is what it is.
That much is true, but I know that one thing's for certain. I've never had a chance, nor will I ever be interested in spending my time reading all of their rules, like the government people in the various different states and the federal government.
Four lifetimes.
Like, I mean, it would take forever, more than I could possibly spend time on.
This precedes Washington and our federal government.
Hold
surely,
that thought,
you know,
Sam.
You know
we'll bring you back here in a moment. Sam Cedar is with us from Majority.fm, and maybe you want to sneak a thought in here at 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply.
Give Eat Foods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones family packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Are invited to take control of the airwaves here at 855-453. You may bring up whatever's on your mind. And here with you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark. 855-453. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. Head on over, freetalklive.com. Enjoy them there. Then if you enjoy this program and you want to help support the show, you may do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. amp.freetalklive.com. is where you can go and get signed up to send in $3 a month. And that's, you know, again, the whole site's free. If you want to support Free Talk Live, this is a good way to do it, because we'll take that $3 and invest it into the show, getting on more talk radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board as well. And you get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum and podcast and more. Get the details and get on board over at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, amp.freetalklive.com. We've got a special guest on the line here tonight. Sam Cedar is with us from Majority Report, which you can find over at majority.fm. That is his program. He also hosts Ring of Fire on more traditional talk radio outlets across the country on weekends. And Sam, was Ring of Fire, is that a both Saturday and Sunday show, or just Saturdays?
On different affiliates, it plays on different days, but it's just once a week.
Gotcha. And can people hear that at majority.fm, or is that just...
No, that is just, you could stream it through different affiliates across the country. It's on somewhere between 50 and 60 affiliates.
Gotcha.
And so you'd have to go to ringoffireradio.com.
Very good, sir. Right. So you've come on the show tonight to discuss libertarianism. This was the challenge that you put out on your program. One of our listeners who also listens to your show gave us a heads up. He said, you guys should have this guy on.
And it's been very kind of you to come on.
Yeah, or vice versa.
No, my pleasure.
Whatever.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, and I think the conversation's been interesting so far. We've certainly touched on areas upon which we agree, like, say, the war on drugs and Rick Santorum and other things like that.
Right, two things.
But I'm sure there's more than that. But so we've also focused on some fundamental disagreements. Like, for instance, the guys on this show here are not in favor of war. I mean, I don't want to speak for you two, but
I might very well agree in the just war. I just want to see it.
So you've yet to see an example of that.
I think that there are things, there are elements of the just war and many wars, and a bit of a student of 20th century wars. If you're attacked, I suppose you can do something. And if you are going to do something, you might want to coordinate with others in order to do that thing. I think that when it comes to a defensive military, that's probably the single best argument for this entity that's been known up to this point as the state.
And, JJ, you were formerly in the military, so you may have some perspective on that as well.
Yeah, I think war is extremely wasteful, destructive. It's not creative. It doesn't solve problems. All it does is sort of create negative results, which will then create backlash, further hatred, further despising of your country by someone else who wants to come over here in a plane and blow themselves up or something
right.
like that.
And you, Sam, you had suggested that the UN should be the decision-making body when it comes to going to war. And, of course, as somebody who doesn't believe in any kind of violent monopoly at all, I think that each individual should be the one who decides whether or not to support some sort of war effort, to choose sides if they wish, or to go join up and join some military and fight if that's what they want. And then folks who don't believe in violence and don't believe in war, like myself, would not be forced to pay for something that they find absolutely anathema to their belief system. And you said, while you could understand that you still would support putting me, and folks like me, because I'm not the only one, but folks like me who don't want to support killing
hunters like me,
into a cage. And that's, I think, one of the fundamental points upon which we disagree. Because I wouldn't cage you, Sam, if you didn't want to pay for something that I wanted you to pay for.
Well, no, I appreciate that, and it's not that I want you to pay for a war. It's that as members of society, like I say, I'm completely open. If there's any evidence that a society can function without some form of government, essentially, or some form of, I guess authorities, you would say, having a monopoly over force. I'm certainly open to it. I just haven't seen evidence in it in history.
And there's no doubt. I agree with you. There's no real evidence in history.
There's some evidence. There are tribes in Southeast Asia currently that exist without an authoritarian rule. I mean, you could look at
But he's talking about society.
Certainly
like,
they must have mores. I mean, if you break some of the rules within the context of that society, you're excommunicated. I mean, yep. I think, this is simply the way that human beings need to organize. And I say that as a declarative statement only because there's absolutely no evidence to the contrary.
Fair enough. I would like to suggest.
I certainly would endeavor to make sure that our tax dollars don't support war. And frankly, if we had, I am of the mind that to a certain extent, it is because of the size of our military that we're obligated in some instances to protect citizens from imminent slaughter. Now, again, how do you determine imminent slaughter? It's such a subjective a term. And I defer to the United Nations because I think there's enough competing interests there from around the world that seems to me to be the only real mechanism we have.
I had a terrible time with this Libyan situation, as it sounds like you did too. I hated the idea that these civilians were being killed in the street by their Michael Jackson-like lunatic leader.
By all accounts, what was going to happen in the western part of Libya was going to be a mass slaughter.
It certainly looked like things like that could go on. Here was the solution I finally came up with, because I was having a terrible time with it. It's the United States immigration policy that caused this in the first place, in that if these people had been free to move from one geographic location to another, and, any other country, but I happen to live in the United States, it's the immigration policies of these states, which have become more restrictive over the last three decades, not less so. There has not been more freedom in the area of human movement and immigration. And if these people could have picked up and moved, they wouldn't have been there for wherever these bullets were going to fly to and these bombs were going to land and that
kind of
thing.
Well, I don't know how much evidence there is that people are willing to leave that quickly. I mean, I think there are a lot of Jews in Europe in the late 30s and early 40s who certainly had the opportunity to leave Germany.
They didn't actually. They got turned around.
Yeah, they
in many instances, certainly.
The United States turned around a ship full of Jews who died later.
And in many instances, they weren't allowed to leave. I mean, there's no you could have the most liberal immigration policies possible, but if Gaddafi doesn't let them get to the coast and assemble in boats, or decides that he's not going to fire rockets upon those people as they're exiting, that would have been great.
Borders are long and porous. Borders are long and porous.
Well, in some instances, but you're talking about hundreds of thousands of people, and it's just simply, unfortunately, and I share this lament, but unfortunately, there are certain realities that just can't be dealt with. I mean, in certain situations, we see the slaughter of people in Syria. I happen to think that there's nothing that we can do in that situation, and we just have to sit idly by while thousands of people are slaughtered. But if there's a moment where we can do something, I feel that we should.
Well, I think that if we allowed organizations to go in there, the Lutherans love to move people around, and they've been doing it for decades, causing immigration and things like that. If the Lutherans could take some old cruise ship in there and load it up full of Syrians, perhaps they'd be able to get out. If they needed to hire some organization,
Think Assad would allow that?
If they had to hire some organization like Blackwater to protect them, then I guess that's what they would have to do. I don't know what Assad would do or wouldn't do in a given instance,
but either way,
they would be free to do
that. Let's get back to the ultimate issue, though.
If that's a solution, I'm certainly for it. But I mean, I think that if you talk to foreign policy experts on Syria, Assad would never allow that.
Well, the thing is, I don't want one size fits all solutions. I don't want Mark's solution. I don't want Sam's solution. I don't want the president's solution. I don't want the UN solution. I want different solutions, and let the best one come forth and be tried.
I agree. Believe me, if there was any opportunity to save those people beyond some type of intervention, I would certainly be for it. And again, I don't know if they were in imminent danger. We need a mechanism to make that determination.
I'm glad that you're open to the ideas, at least that maybe something could change about how humans interact in the future. I mean, yes, the past is a violent past, no doubt about it. But ultimately, I think that it's a lofty goal.
The solution that has forced funding is likely to be the one that gets the answer.
Let's come back with more here. One final segment with Sam Cedar from the Geordie Report in a moment at 855-453, the Signal CAI toll-free line. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers. From LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
And And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail. Women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. 855-453. Coming up, JJ is going to be telling us about Chicago. Apparently, an evacuation is planned, possible evacuation. We'll talk more about what that has to do with a NATO summit and protesters and all that. Coming up, 855-453, again, for your thoughts about whatever you want. And want to also invite you to the upcoming Porcupine Freedom Festival, porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. It's going to be happening June 18th through the 24th at Rogers Campground in beautiful northern New Hampshire. Well over 1,000 likely people, if last year is any indicator, will be together. People who love the ideas of liberty, people who reject the concept that force against peaceful people is okay, that aggression is acceptable under any circumstance. These are
some of them do.
These are the types of people. I would say the majority of people at Porkfest have principles, Mark. Certainly, there was maybe some unprincipled folks there a few years ago, but I think things have shifted in a very principled direction towards away from the so-called libertarians and closer toward people that really do understand what the ideas of liberty are about. Porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T. Certainly, the organizer of Porkfest understands, Jason Osborne from SACL CAI, and you can go and get registered for $35. And then there's a few other things, like there's, you know, like a cook-off, I think, and some other, like a T-shirt that you can get registered for. But porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Get over there, learn more about the event. There's going to be so much going on, everything from musical acts. I know, JJ, you're busy putting together the musical itinerary for the
event. That's
right.
And be sure to show up early in the week. There's going to be some comics. There's definitely some comical activities with Wheels Off Liberty.
Great.
Roast, Soapbox Idol. But definitely show up early because there's some great things planned earlier in the week. So if you are thinking that you might just want to show up later, well, you're going to miss out.
No doubt about it. Porkfest.com to learn more. We're going to get back to our special guest here. He's been able to spend an extra segment with us, thankfully, thanks to the boss, as he put it, Majority.fm.
Your wife works with you?
Yeah, I literally, that is, yes. She said I had another 10 minutes.
I'm glad to see somebody else's life runs this way, too.
All right.
Exactly.
So, again, Majority.fm, your site, Sam. Folks can go there to get your podcast and link up to videos. etc.
Speaking of being forced against your will.
It's a voluntary relationship, it's and true. You must get something out of its superior.
Yeah,
to...
once you're in, though, you're in. What are you going to do?
So we've been talking about a variety of different issues and focusing, I think, generally around the concept, one of the concepts upon which we disagree, and that is the idea that people should be forced to do things against their will. I mean, you seem to have at least some
It's not that I feel that people should be forced to do things against their will. I think that there is only one means in which society can function, and that is if there are a set of rules and people contribute to the functioning of society.
Do you think that's a true statement, though? Do you think that there's only one way that a society can function? Do you think that's an actually logically true statement?
Well, I think in terms of there being a, you know, some type of where everybody has to give up, I think, from your perspective, some measure of freedom, yes. Because, you know, again, show me in history... the history of the planet where that hasn't been the case.
Well,
I mean, yes,
let me show you where, let me show you what the history has actually shown us is that governments have been extremely destructive pollutant, killing
Absolutely.
More people than any
Agreed.
Other organization in the history
Agreed.
Of man. And you
so there's
want
all
more
sorts
government.
Of
So you
There's
are
all...
thinking that if we just have more government, we could solve the problem of government killing and using resources.
No, not necessarily more government.
Well, okay, then,
I mean, I believe that there's a listen. You've just expressed every reason why, if it was possible, what you're talking about would have occurred. There's every incentive in the world to
there's
create
every incentive
the type of society
for government
that
to
you're talking
control.
About.
Hang on a second here.
Function.
What I'm hearing between the two of you is maybe a miscommunication or whatever. Governments don't exist. They're just ideas. There are people that exist, and there are people, men and women, who want to control other people. Those people have existed since the dawn of time.
Yes, I don't want you to come over and rape my daughter. I'm controlling you from doing that.
But I don't. But I, what I mean by control is people who actively want to control, like to tell
you
what you have
to do. But why do you get to choose what? But why do you get to choose what defines control?
I don't
want to
choose. That's just it. I don't want to choose anything about anyone else's life.
But if I say I want to come and rape your daughter, surely you want to control my impulse to do that.
No,
right.
no, you give your daughter a handgun.
Rules,
well, because your freedom ends where somebody else's begins, right? So that's understandable. I think we can all agree that humans shouldn't be harming one another. There's no doubt about that. But the problem that comes in is the reasons why there's no evidence
okay,
of this.
Well, what about,
Sam,
so,
hang on
so
one
what
second,
about
man.
If I want to... If I want to use my property in such a way that damages the commons in some fashion.
Well, if you're damaging anyone else or anyone else's property, then that's a problem. And I think that.
No, but let me ask you this. You don't believe in the ascendancy of property rights.
Ascendancy? I just define what that means.
Well, many libertarians I talk to think that property rights are the most important value that we have in this country. In other words, the Civil Rights Act, because it via the Commerce Clause, it requires people to if you're a public store or restaurant, you must serve all people regardless of race. There are many libertarians, most who I've spoken to, who will say, that ultimately that's an offense. There should not be, government should not have the power to force, because it's an encroachment on an individual's property.
Well, I would say that now, the government can't do it anyway. Like, they're going to be ineffective. I went to a restaurant
one time. Well, the Civil Rights Act, in fact, did that.
No, it didn't. Because I went to a restaurant, and I'm reasonably certain that I wasn't accepted there because of the way I looked, because of my race. And they tossed the plate down in front of me. It went clang, clatter. They made me feel really unwelcome, and I didn't go back after all. So you can't really make somebody
no,
feel
but you can make
business.
You can force you can force a restaurant. You surely you're aware
you
that
to?
In 1950, if you're a black man
sure.
in Alabama, there are restaurants you're not allowed to
Brave
go into.
People sat at Woolworth's counter. There's no doubt about it. And I think that, and I would never have gone to Woolworth's. I would have written Woolworth's a letter letting them know that I wasn't going to do business with
no,
them.
No, that's not what we're talking about. I think that you do harm if your property is used in a certain way, and that I don't think that you would accept.
But that's none of your business.
I don't think you would accept that as harm.
See, here's the thing, Sam. I want to know who the racists are. I want them to have a policies so I can know where not to shop, so I can tell my friends to not shop there.
That's great. I'm sure that's great for you. But the fact of the matter is, if you're a black individual living in Alabama, the fact that you can't go into certain stores, the fact that you can't go to certain hotels is not just a question of, oh, great, I get the opportunity to shun this business. No, it's actually a real imposition upon your life. Never mind the degradation that it creates.
I'm only proposing that people be able to make the rules they want to make, which means that a black business could choose not to serve white people, or a white business could choose not to serve black people. If that's
I wouldn't
what they
patronize
want to do.
Any one of those businesses.
I wouldn't
businesses.
Be interested in it.
It doesn't matter about what you patronize or not.
It
if
actually
you're a black
does.
Man
reputation
traveling,
matters.
You're a black man traveling
Sam,
in,
it,
the African in the black baseball
it
league.
It absolutely
and you
matters,
go to the only
Sam.
Hotel in that town, and you have no place to sleep with your white with your teammates.
It absolutely matters where I spend
so
my
he's
money.
He's talking about the past. Wait, I think this is important to make a distinction, Sam. We're talking about the present and the way things are today, and that people be free to do what they want to do today. You're talking about what things were like several decades ago. And I'm not entirely sure how the world would have meted itself out if the government hadn't been able to use its own violence to create things like Jim Crow laws and that kind of
thing.
Well,
we know that slavery, hold on, we know that slavery ended in many places around the world without violence. So, you know, the Civil War was not necessary to end slavery in this country, and we didn't have to have the slaughter of hundreds of thousands of people.
Wait a second,
in order
simply
to
because
to
slavery
get to that.
In some areas of the world ended on its own, that the Civil War was not necessary?
Yeah, again, I don't support violence.
I would definitely say it wasn't necessary. In fact, didn't the Civil War actually start over?
You think people would
tariffs
be,
and
you think
taxes?
People would still be enslaved
I mean,
in the United States 100 years?
Well, yes, it was economic, but that's because the North was basically saying
well,
to the
you
South, you can no longer have the
you.
Free labor of slaves.
Well, but it's not free labor. Slaves are extraordinarily expensive. You have to clothe them, you have to house them.
Than,
wait a second, you have to clothe them, house them, and feed them, and they don't work very hard.
Oh, boy. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, if you're saying that, I don't know what to say at this instance. I mean,
well, that's okay, because we're almost completely out of time
workers,
at this point,
why
Sam.
Why would people have slaves?
Well, people would have slaves because at the time, economically, they were on the fence. And
it
remember,
was a bad idea.
People beat their employees at that time, too. I mean, you had indentured servitude. You had the apprenticeship programs. All these things were essentially small forms.
So people made the choice to have the more expensive slaves as opposed to hiring people.
Oh, I'm not
people
claiming,
made some bad
I'm not
choices.
Claiming that slaves
absurd.
Were more expensive.
These are bad ideas, and they're old ideas, and thank goodness we've moved away from them. And I think
well,
that,
thank goodness we had an interventionist government that basically said black people would have the right to vote. Not basically. They mandated
it. Took a while to get there, though.
We are out of time
indeed,
for tonight,
indeed.
Sam. Majority.fm is where you
Thanks
can go to get
up.
More of him. And, you know, the difference between us is I'm not willing to use force to achieve my political and social goals. I want to persuade people to change their minds rather than point guns at them. And thank you for the time tonight. Appreciate it. 855-453. You can take control next. More on the way. Hour 2. Free Talk Live.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
The Seasteading Institute. They want to create freedom on the open seas. Did you know they're having a conference? You could meet fellow forward thinkers and discover where you fit into the up-and-coming for-profit seasteading sector. It's May 31st to June 2nd at Le Meridian Hotel in San Francisco. Discounted registration prior to May the 1st. Special rates for students and the press. Get 10% off with promo code FTL. Get registered before May the 1st at seasteading.freetalklive.com. Seasteading.freetalklive.com.